的黑木米呢，没见面了，把你饿了。俺们发个葫芦娃吃了，俺穿个拿来。这葫芦娃个，你要是个把门饿了嘞。
Oh, Oh, yeah. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
When the internet first started, ad revenue wasn't a big deal. But Canadian internet advertising has grown by 1,000% since 2005. 80% of that Canadian ad money goes to American internet companies like Google, Facebook, YouTube, and many more. Meanwhile, Canadian media, especially local news, are struggling again. It's time to close this loophole. It's time to help our struggling local media and raise new tax revenues for the things that matter to Canadians.
Learn more at friends.ca/closetheloophole.
Streaming for Survivors 2024 is right around the corner. From March 23rd to 30th, content creators, gamers, artists, tabletop RPG players, musicians, streamers, and podcasters will come together with a goal of raising $80,000 for survivors of sexualized violence during Salal Sexual Violence Support Center's 4th annual Streaming for Survivors event. All week long, participants will use their platforms to inspire their followers and communities to donate to survivors and fund Salal's life-saving sexual violence support services. Sexualized violence and misconduct plague our online communities. By participating in Streaming for Survivors, you are not only supporting more than 500 individuals currently accessing Salal's programs and services, but committing to creating safer digital spaces for people of all genders. More information can be found at www.salalsvsc.ca/s4s.
CGSF News Break。
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Canada targeted by same group of Chinese hackers behind global cyber espionage. Canada was targeted by the same group of Chinese hackers currently facing widespread condemnation for cyber espionage against the United States and the United Kingdom.Reported Canada's Electronic Intelligence Agency.
加拿大证实遭到中共黑客 APT31 攻击。加拿大联邦电子情报机构表示，因针对美国和英国进行网络间谍活动而受到谴责的中共黑客也是攻击加拿大的肇事者。
According to Reuters, on March 25th, the United States sanctioned the group known as Advanced Persistent Threat 31, or APT-31, identified by the U.S. Justice Department as part of a Chinese Ministry of State Security cyber espionage program.
据路透社报道，3月25日，美国制裁了一名为高级持续威胁三一的组织，该组织被美国司法部认定为中共国家安全部网络间谍计划的一部分。
The U.S. Department has charged 7 individuals associated with the group, which has allegedly spent approximately 14 years targeting both U.S. and foreign critics, businesses, and political officials.
与该组织有关的七人已被美国司法部起诉。据称，该组织在过去14年里一直针对美国外国批评者、企业和政府官员。
Canada's Communication Security Establishment, CSE, confirmed that this Chinese group has also targeted Canada.
加拿大通信安全局 CSE 证实 APT31 也针对加拿大。
CSE spokesperson Nayeli